In the air. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Indoor air quality is the topic of the Rosie on the House program here this morning in our beautiful Arizona environment and climate, only because we're trying to stay ahead of the information that you need. This spring is going to be an incredible bloom and blossom from all the way from Nogales to Page, from Alpine to Ehrenberg, and all points in between. Arizona is going to explode here in the next couple months, so we want y'all to be prepared. I asked you all, are you considering doing some duct cleaning at your house? And if you are, I want you to stop and listen to me for the next few minutes, because if you're in the habit of paying a duct cleaning system, something, duct cleaning service, something in the neighborhood of $250 to $400 to come to your house and vacuum out the inside of your ductwork, and they come back, lots of them try and convince you that it needs to be done at least once a year, twice a year would be better, you are wasting a ton of money. Don't do it. The duct cleaning companies that you want to contact need to have a truck-mounted vacuum that'll suck the hair off your cat. It uses about 200 pounds of pressure to blow loose the dirt and the dust that's inside your ducts, and a huge 8-inch vacuum hose that, as the dust and the dirt are being knocked off the inside of your ductwork, is getting sucked out to the truck. Okay. Now that's vacuuming your ducts. That's not cleaning your air conditioning system. I want you to stick with me for a few minutes here, because I'm going to get kind of visual here. As the air conditioning unit comes on, whether it's cooling your air or heating your air, the first thing it does is it sucks the air in your house through a filter, okay? And we've already talked about what kind of filter I recommend. I recommend, generally speaking, the 1-inch paper pleated filter. How often should you replace that? I would encourage you to replace it every single time you write a check to your utility company. The problem is nobody writes checks to their utility company anymore. It's all an automatic deduction. So every time you see an automatic deduction come out of your checking account for utility company, change your filter. Don't buy one or two filters. Buy a year supply of filters and have them out in the garage so you never have that as an excuse for not replacing the filter when you need to replace it. Now, those of you that don't open your doors and windows, don't have a lot of traffic coming in and out of your house, in the middle of the summer and the spring and the shoulder seasons, you can probably go 2 months with those filters. But don't wait till it looks dirty, okay? If you're waiting till it looks dirty to replace it, you're waiting way too long. You're suffocating your equipment. Many of you remember Paul Harvey, I think one of the greatest radio personalities that ever existed on planet Earth, God rest his soul, always talked about electrostatic air filters. He promoted them heavily. They are great filters. The problem is they are too great. They do too good a job. And they're supposedly self-cleaning. You have to take them out and clean them yourself. Okay, that's what self-cleaning means. You yourself clean them. You don't have the equipment or the right chemicals to clean it to a healthy state. And most of you are going to get overly rushed and put it back in and turn the unit back on before it's thoroughly dry. You are creating a huge breeding ground for mold and yuck and gunk, and you think you're clear, you're purifying the air at your house. You are polluting the air in your house. That's why I don't encourage folks to go with that type of filter. Once the air has moved through the filter, it has to pass through this evaporative coil that looks a lot like the radiator in the front of your car. It has little bitty gaps through little bitty fins, and the air has to pass through those fins. In the summer, we're cooling those fins by expanding a gas called Freon. As the gas, and we compress it tight in the compressor, then we send it to the evaporator. As it begins to expand, evaporate, it cools very rapidly, turning those coils and that radiator very, very, very cold. And then we pass all this air, theoretically, that's been filtered through these little tiny air gaps and through these fins. As the air moves through these fins, it's creating electrostatic energy, creating a positive charge and a negative charge. So any dust or hair mites or hair or particles or pollen or dust mites that pass through these fins are going to stick to the fins, gradually closing the air gaps, gradually suffocating your air conditioning system. So you're asking your air conditioning system to be a marathon runner in the middle of the summer, and we only want it to breathe through a straw. Run a marathon and only use one straw to breathe through. That's what you're asking your improperly maintained air conditioning system to do in the middle of the summer. That's why I want you to use 1-inch paper pleated filters. And when you do have your ducts clean, I want you to use a licensed air conditioning contractor, because he literally needs to disassemble the air handling box of your air conditioning system. He needs to clean all those little bitty air gaps in between all those thousands of little bitty fins inside your air conditioning system. And then it needs to be treated with a special soap and sealer, antimicrobial, so it'll keep the air clean. Well, Rosie, how much does that cost? Well, it's going to probably cost you about $700 for every air conditioning unit in your house. Well, Rosie, I'm paying $250 once or twice a year. Uh-huh. If you do it correctly, like I'm telling you to do it, and you use the filters that I'm telling you to use, you shouldn't have to clean your ducts more than about every 7 to 10 years. Not annually, not semi-annually. Okay? You'll have cleaner air, you have an improved indoor air quality, and an improved standard of life. I don't know what else I can do to help you any more than that.
I want this vacuum that sucks hair off of cats.
You want one of those?
Oh man, I want one of those.
Well, call air quality specialists.
I got a job for them, boy.
They got a few of them. Hey, I have one little soft announcement to make. If you live in the Maricopa County area, Metro Phoenix area, something I haven't done in 12 years. Rosie has reactivated his remodeling license. I'm doing this for all Arizona homeowners, but we're only going to be doing very few jobs. If you're interested in remodeling your house and you want it done, Rosie Wright, give us a call at Rosie on the House. And we're doing this, quite frankly, folks, for Romy and my edification. We are going to be
keep our saw sharp, is what you're saying.
That's exactly right. We haven't been active. I haven't owned a remodeling company in 12 years. We're gonna start back so we can keep our saw sharp, our light bulb lit, and help stay on the very leading edge of the trends and the products and the materials and the procedures that are most up to date out there. So, if you're in that Maricopa County, Phoenix metro area, we are only going to be doing a very select few number of projects, not very many at all. Give us a ring. We'd be happy to send out our man, Stan, to visit with you about what you'd like done. Give us a ring. You can also contact us about consultation concerning any issue at your house. This is something that we launched about 4 months ago. It's been a pretty amazing response. If you're trying to tackle anything at your house and you're absolutely positively stumped and don't know what the next step to take is, we will send Stan out to your house and you can have an in-house consultation. Now, there is a charge for that. You go on our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and it's right there on the homepage, in-home consultation. Click there. You can schedule it. We can come. If you've got maybe 4 or 5 estimates on getting something done at your house and you just want a trained eye to look at those estimates and help sort through which ones to disqualify and which ones to pursue, that's a great opportunity to use the Rosie on the House in-home consultation. If you have an odor at your home, we're going to have to come up with a new title for Stan. The stink eliminator. I mean, he has gone out to home after. It is amazing how many of you in dealing with indoor air quality issues are having to deal with the elimination of odors. And that is a multi-layered problem. We can solve it very, very simply in one trip a lot of the times. But a lot of the times it takes 8 or 9 or 10 trips, and we have to keep digging deeper and deeper and deeper. We're currently in the process of eliminating odor, I think, at about a half a dozen homes all throughout Maricopa County right now. So in-home consultation for anything having to do about house, home, castle, or cabin, or if you'd like to visit with us about a remodeling project at your home, give us a ring. Like I say, we're going to do this on a very select basis. The projects that interest us the most. And we're not looking for any big jobs. We've got the companies to do the big jobs. We've got BC Renovations. We've got Legacy. We've got Todd Whitaker Drywall, TWD. We've got Kirk Development for the big jobs. You're going to call us for the crazy small jobs nobody else will do. So give us a ring. The office number is 480-998-6961. When we get back, we're going to talk about John, Lisa, Bob, and Kelly, what y'all want to talk about. All callers on hold right here at Rosie on the House.